Zvachim Paragdal of Mishnah Hey, there's a pasuk in Vayikra that says, Ish ish mi beis Yisrael asher yakriv korbanol l'chol nedreim l'chol nedvosam. Any person from Klal Yisrael who brings all of his nedarim, his vows, or all of his nedavos, his free will gift offerings, then all the halachos apply. By virtue of the fact that it says ish ish repeated, the Chazal learned that this means that non-Jews can bring nedarim and nedavos korbanos as well. But what about all these various extra halachos of pigul nosar? Do they apply to goyim? So, kachay goyim. Kachim, karbonos brought by non-Jews, ein chayavin aleihem mishum pigul. They are not chayiv if the carbon became pigul and then ate of the karbonos. That person is not liable for pigul, nosar, or eating it if it's left over after the time limit of such a carbon, or vitameh. Or if a person was tameh when he ate some of it, he doesn't get kares because he is not mibeis Yisrael. The carbon, I'm sorry, was brought not for somebody who's mibeis Yisrael. Vashochetan bachutz, and somebody who shechts the karbonos of a non-Jew bachutz outside the azara of the Beis HaMikdash, pater, is pater as well. Unlike somebody who shechts out of bounds a Jew's carbon gets kares, but Rabbi Meir says no. Rabbi Yossi mechayev, but Rabbi Yossi says that he is chayev kares for pigul, nosar, tuma, or shochetim bachutz, even for the carbon of a non-Jew that is brought. Dvarim she'ein chayavin aleihem mishum pigul, chayavin aleihem mishum nosar, mishum tamei, chutz min hadam. Next statement in the Mishnah, whatever does not involve a chiyuv for pigul, like we had komets, or the incense, the ketores, all the items listed in Mishnah Gimel that we saw the other day, they still involve a chiyuv for nosar. If he eats the nosar, he'll get kares. Or if he eats while he's tameh, he could get kares. Except for the dam, where there is no penalty of nosar if he eats it after the time that the carbon could be consumed. And they learned this out of specific phrases in the psukim. But in fact, if one has the dam after the time, one is not chayav nosar for that. But for everything else, if it's a carbon mincha, if it's a ketores, if it's a the komets, he's going to be chayav for these problems, but not pigul. Rabbi Shimon Omer, b'davar shadarko leheochel. Rabbi Shimon says, whatever is normally eaten, even if it is burnt on the mizbeach, for example, the komets is certainly edible, but it's burnt as per the prescriptions of the Torah, that would involve a chiyuv of tumah, for example. Aval kagon ho'etzim b'halavono v'haketores, but anything like wood that is of the pile that is used to burn things, or the lavona, the frankincense, which is not usually considered edible, or the ketores, which is incense, which is not edible. So the komets is, it's just a portion of the mincha, but these extra spices are not eaten by themselves. Nobody eats a spoonful of lavona. Then, ein chayev olam shum tuma. He's not chayev for them, kares, on account of eating it while he is tameh, because it's not normally something edible. The Chachamim disagree. They say that if somebody does eat the wood, which is a little strange, or eats the frankincense, eats the lavona, then he would be chayev for eating it tumah. And again, they learned that out of a specific phrasing in the pasuk in Vayikra, where it says that any basar, ha-basar asher yiga b'chol tameh. The ha-basar is an extra word, and they learned that to include things that aren't even ordinarily basar, like wood, like lavona, they would be included if somebody tameh eats them. Mishnah Vav. L'shem shisha dvarim hazevach nizbach. Now, when somebody brings a carbon, somebody has to have in mind certain intentions. And the carbon is shechted for six things that he has to have in mind. First, l'shem zevach. For the sake of that carbon, if he's making a chatas, he has to have in mind the chatas and not a different carbon as we've been seeing until now. L'shem zoveach. Has to have in mind the name of the owner of the carbon, not some other person. L'shem Hashem, he has to be offering a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not Chas V'Shalom, to any other being or Avodah Zarah, for example. L'shem Ishim, he has to have in mind the sake of burning it on the fire of the Mizbeach, not to roast it or barbecue it in slices on coals, for example. When he puts up the meat, he can't be thinking, oh, I'm going to make a nice smoker over here. He has to have in mind the Mizbeach. Number five, L'shem Reach. For the sake of the reach, the aroma that rises up from the mizbeach, and not roast it somewhere else and then bring it to the mizbeach when it won't have that aroma of cooking meat as it's rising. And finally, number six, l'shem nichoach. He has to have in mind, for the sake of pleasing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we're fulfilling His will. And all of these come from the early psukim in Vayikra that talk about what a carbon is supposed to be, all six of these intentions. The achatas v'ha'asham, and if somebody is bringing a chatas or an asham for an avera that he committed, l'shem chet, he has to have in mind the particular avera that he is bringing this as a kapara for. Amar Rabbi Yossi, af mi shelo hayobalibo l'shem echad mikol elu, even if somebody had none of these in mind, shechted the animal without any specific intent, he was just doing it like a robot, just slaughtering the animal, kosher, it is still a kosher sacrifice. Shehu t'nai bezdin. This was made as a t'nai, as a condition, by Bezdin, and he laid down the rule that if you had no specific intention in mind, you are still Yotze. Because if you start keeping all sorts of intentions in mind, then you get confused, you might have the wrong name, and that would lead to many more korbanos being possible. She'ein ha-machshava holeches ela achar ha-oved. Because the intention is determined only by the person who is doing the actual avoda, the person who is officiating at the process. The thought of the owner is considered completely ineffectual. It's the person who is bringing the carbon that counts. So it was ruled that the person who's doing the avoda should never say any intention out loud, because once you start saying things, you might say the wrong thing, and then you will mess up on the carbon and create a situation with pigul or other problems, and better to avoid it altogether by keeping your mouth shut and just doing the avoda.